President Akufo-Addo in June this year removed from office the then chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, together with her two deputies, Amadou Sule and Georgina Opokwa-Mankwa, on grounds of stated misconduct and incompetence as found by the committee set up by the Chief Justice, Justice Sophia Akufo, to investigate petitions leveled against them. The processes that led to their removal, according to President Akufo-Addo, were in strict compliance with the 1992 Constitution. As the Constitution demands, President Akufo-Addo nominated Mrs. Jane Mensah as the chairperson of the EC, with Dr. Asare Bosman and Samuel Tete as her deputies. The president also nominated Adjoa Brefa to replace Pauline Dazowa, who is on retirement. Their nominations were subject to the approval of the Council of State. The Council of State, per a letter dated 25th of July, approved the nominees. President Akufo-Addo charged the new commissioners to organize credible and transparent elections.
Our only interest is to have an electoral commission that organizes credible, transparent elections. We do not want electoral victories handed to us by officials of the Electoral Commission. We want electoral victory handed to us by the people of Ghana. You, Madam Chair, and your two deputies have come to office at a time when there's considerable anxiety in the nation about the work of the Commission. It is the quality of your work that will reassure the Ghanaian people that the democratic system of government that they have chosen for their governance will be properly nurtured by an electoral system that allows their voice to be plainly and loudly heard.
The president also tasked them to put in place the necessary guidelines to organize a referendum on the creation of the new regions.
As you begin work, you will find no honeymoon period. Neither will you be afforded the chance to settle in to your new responsibilities. On your desk, Madam Chairperson, will be the recommendations of the report from the Broby Commission of Inquiry on the creation of new regions, which, in accordance with the teachings of the Constitution, I have forwarded to you. The Commission, as per the recommendations of the report, is to organize referenda in the six areas of the demand for the creation of new regions. The nationwide referendum on Article 55, an entrenched clause, to determine whether or not full democracy should be extended to local government. The 2019 District Assembly election, the registration of eligible voters for the 2020 elections, and the conduct of the 2020 presidential and parliamentary elections are all matters which are immediately before you.
The new EC chairperson, Jane Mensah, said they would work to justify the confidence reposed in them by the president on behalf of Ghanaians.
The electoral process of any republic is a midwife that delivers its democracy. We are therefore aware of the huge responsibility and the weight of expectation that comes with the assumption of these high offices. But we are prepared, and by God's unfailing grace and our own exertions, we will succeed. We acknowledge the good work of our predecessors, and we will strive to build on their achievements. In doing so, we'll count on the support and experiences of the staff and the institutional knowledge residing in the Commission. With God being our helper, we'll work with the Parliament, the political parties, the judiciary, civil society, and the media to build an electoral commission that this nation can depend on.
The new EC officials swore the oath of appointment, office, and secrecy.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.